welcome to the Nintendo World Report Newscast, episode 50 for Saturday, April 23rd, 2011, the day before Easter.
Celebrating good times.
May many rabbits with avian reproductive systems lay eggs in
just
your
so
yard.
Just so you know, if anyone's religious here, Jesus is still currently dead.
That's what I hear.
Until tomorrow. But spoiler.
Spoiler alert, yeah. He does come out once a year and feast on brains.
And eggs.
And if he sees his shadow, it's like something like 3 more weeks of winter. I forget how it works.
3 more weeks of Antichrist.
The rapture lasts 3 more weeks.
anyway,
let me introduce you to our panel. We have a guy who just was found from a lost island, Andy Gergen.
It's because Jesus is a groundhog.
It is.
Andy, yeah. if you were to be a lost character, which one would you be?
That's
who do you most associate with?
Oh, boy. Probably Faraday.
I was going to go with the smoke monster.
Because I am a nerd.
What about
Faraday is awesome.
Aren't the polar bears still a thing?
Yeah.
No, well, kind of. You know, Andy, I was wrong. The redhead was also hot.
Oh, yeah, she was. She was hot.
Yeah.
Oh, the scientist one? No.
Yeah, the scientist.
No. You've got it all.
We clearly have differing tastes.
Really, guys?
We do.
One of the other voices you hear is heavily involved in researching small VJs. The Nathan Mustafa.
No, I want a redo.
Oh, come on.
That's not. They're going to get the wrong idea. All right, let me explain. Some guy, some clown who's dating my sister. I don't know if I should be putting this on the internet.
We can reach out to the listeners. If any of you guys know what a small VJ is, we have to know
He's dating my younger sister. If it's not exactly what I think it is, let me know, because I think it is. And I think that guy needs to go. And if you're listening to this right now, dude that's dating my sister, dude what is into small VJs, and it is what it is, you're dead. You're dead.
You wouldn't even need to say who's dating my sister, because he's the only one who likes small VJs.
He's the only one on Facebook that likes it.
So clearly that's the only modifier you need.
I wouldn't think too much of it if some of his other interests didn't include mind sex.
Right. Well, I mean, who's not into that?
I don't know.
You make a good point. Stabbing people in the ear, you know, right into their... Whatever.
Is that a scene from Demolition Man?
It probably is. The third voice you hear is our site director, Neil Ronahan. Sorry, yeah. I'm looking at pictures, J. Scott Campbell pictures.
Stop Google image searching Tiny VJ.
Oh, God, yeah. You're going to end up with some weird site that idiot created. It's a forum with only him as a member.
He responds to himself.
Yeah, maybe I should clarify. That wasn't a death threat when I said you are dead. I just meant I would kill you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfectly clear.
Right.
So we're going to start things off today. We're actually going to have a more traditional episode. We're going to live up to our name, the newscast.
We kind of did last week, too.
We just kind of speculated about the Wii 2 for a half hour.
Yeah, and then we talked about Q2.
Well, we did talk about Q2 and how much it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's news. It's just bad news. Actually, the news this week is a little pretty.
It's pretty awesome.
We got three stories. I'll start off with the first one. The Wii is effectively drooped to $170 at most retailers. There were rumors last week about the Wii being dropped to $150 on May 15th, and that might still be true, but currently, in April, it's down to $170 pretty much everywhere. It seemed like it was one company dropped it, and then like Toys R Us was just like, well, screw you, Target, I'm going to match you, and then they're all at $170. I hope they keep on raising the stakes, but I don't think that'll happen.
It's not an official price drop. Like, the MSRP hasn't changed. It's just the retailers not being able to sell them, I guess, right? I mean,
Wii's not selling that bad. Sales are going down, but it's not, awful.
Well, the PS3 is outselling it on a month-to-month basis now, right?
I think they're close.
Okay.
The way things are going, the PS3 will be outselling it soon, but...
I mean, when the more expensive system is outselling you, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. But if they strike the price down now, it will become more powerful than we could have ever imagined.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen.
I think if Nintendo wants to stay on top, they have to somehow make Kinect compatible with the Wii. and then you can
have a Wii,
the Wii remote, and the Nunchuck with the Kinect. I think that would work pretty well.
But as long as it doesn't come with the annoying lady from Glee.
What?
The lady from all the stupid Xbox commercials.
Oh, what, Jane Lynch?
Yeah.
I hate her.
It sucks. She's actually annoying. Funny, just not in Glee.
She's one of my least favorite people on Earth.
She
always
plays the same character.
Except for
everything
in
she's
Party
in.
Down, she's wonderful.
Oh, she was in that for like 2 episodes, wasn't she?
Yeah, then she left to do Glee.
I hate her. And the lady that does the Kaiser Permanente commercials.
I don't know.
Is that the most interesting man in the world, or the guy who that douchebag is rich?
No, the lady that does the Kaiser Permanente commercials.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Just her voice. I hate her.
Okay. Anyway, Neil, it's cheap now.
Yeah, and that's cool.
You can buy one now, Neil.
Doesn't really affect any of us, but it might affect... Well, actually, no, it's not going to affect any of you either. Cause
well, hey, if they drop it down
Wii,
to the price,
like,
that
what's going
it would be
on,
the
man.
Same... If it would be the same price to buy a new one as send mine in,
we're
then,
getting
yeah,
close
it.
To that.
Yeah, except it's not the case with the Wii because you can't transfer your purchases.
Yeah, well, if you complain enough, you'd probably
right.
be able to do it.
Hmm.
I'll just
wait for the Wii too.
Yeah. Also in the news, that's for later, Zach. That's for later.
I know.
Also in the news, we got stuff about Ocarina of Time 3D. There's going to be some new modes. It looks like the Master Quest, which we've known is going to be in it for a while, might actually be a little different than the Master Quest that came out back on GameCube as part of that the bonus disc for Wind Waker. It's going to be mirrored. So that's kind of cool, and they alluded that there might be other changes too, but that's not confirmed. Also, there's going to be a boss challenge mode that you can either like go back and replay any bosses one at a time, or you can do like a run through all of them. There weren't details as to exactly how that will work, but that seems pretty cool. There will also be some kind of super guide where you'll be able to watch videos of what's going on. Like basically, like, I guess, show you how to solve a puzzle or show you how to attack an enemy. So, for all you people,
I need that for the damn water temple because I get stuck in it every time I play.
Yeah. You should just say, don't not get this key, and then you're not stuck forever.
But, yeah, I mean, that's really cool. I'm super, super excited for Ocarina of Time 3D now. It's pretty much the only game on Wii or DS or 3DS that I'm.
The visuals are really
for.
Cleaned up, too. I've
yeah,
seen some video and some screenshots, and this game looks pretty fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's closer to the original art designs of the game that you can see if you look at a lot of the art materials from, you know, back, what was it, 14, 13
yeah,
years ago.
I remember ogling those that concept
yeah, I mean,
art.
Those art assets are gorgeous, and from looking at, you know, what this looks like on the 3DS, it's a lot closer to that. Like, you can see, like, I saw people complaining that Link's ears are longer. But if you look back, comparing...
And his eyes are green.
his ears are a bit longer
Ocarina
if you
Time
look.
In Nintendo 64, his ears are smaller, and you look at them in 3DS, they're bigger. But if you look at the art for Ocarina of Time, back, you know, on the N64,
exactly.
His ears are way longer. So,
the
I mean,
art
close
is canonical,
to the original
you
vision.
Douchebags.
That's pretty damn cool. And just everything, like Hyrule Castletown, the people don't look like they're, like, awkwardly... spinning, like
blocks.
The dancing people actually look like they're dancing.
Is
I mean,
there video
of
that
nice
out?
Touches. I don't know.
Of the castle town?
I don't
that's
know.
That's actually
know.
Interesting to me, because the first time I ever played the game, when I went into castle town, like, I was actually really blown away by how sort
oh, no,
of, like,
I was too. It's just that...
Like,
that
busy
was,
it looked, and like, now all I'm reading is everyone saying
ago.
About how it won't look empty anymore, and I thought, man... When I first played it, that didn't look empty. It kind of does now, but
yeah.
Back in the day, that was a really impressive
oh, no.
set piece.
And I agree. Like, I mean, I had no problems with that back then. If I went back and played it now, I likely would. But, I mean, I'm just glad that this re-release is going to be an improved version of the game.
Am I the only one here who likes the Castle Town design more than Clock Town? Clocktown feels very disjointed to me.
I don't like Clocktown that much.
I love Clocktown. Are you crazy? Clocktown's fantastic. That's the way all Zelda towns should be.
Supporter. I can never tell where I am in Clocktown.
Is it because the map at the bottom of the screen is kind of is too hard for you to use?
Well, no, not that so much. It's just like when I leave one area, I don't know what's going to be in the next area. Like none of the areas are distinct enough for me that I know where they all are.
And I never had that problem at all. I really, really like the way Clocktown is laid out. It's one of my favorite Zelda areas.
You just like Majora's Mask a lot.
Well, let's just do this quickly, and then we'll move on to the next news story. Andy, your favorite Zelda game is Majora's Mask, right? Zach?
Yeah.
Wind Waker.
Nathan?
Pass. Hold on.
Okay. And I would say mine's... Actually, I would say Ocarina of Time. So we have three different people, and I think that goes into
Link's
what
Awakening.
We like most... In Zelda game.
Link's
and we got
Awakening
everyone likes a
good.
Everyone likes a different one. That's kind of nice. We'll have to debate this
that is
sometime.
Nice. Dude,
maybe
we should do a special defend your Zelda game.
It's a hard decision though. I mean, I love Link to the Past. Also, I started replaying it today.
Agree. Like, I mean, I assume we're going to be talking about that later because Nathan, you played it recently. But with Link to the Past, I actually played a little bit of that just because I've been hankering for Zelda. I might actually start playing Minish Cap.
Okay.
I borrowed that from a friend of mine.
Minish Cap's okay, yeah.
But really, I mean, I think about it, like, Link to the Past is excellent. Link's Awakening, Ocarina of Time, Majora's is very good, and Wind Waker is awesome. And even Twilight Princess, outside of that beginning that I'll never be able to replay, like, that there's a great game after that.
I mean, some of the Twilight World stuff was just fantastic.
Wasted. Wasted opportunity.
But let's save that for a future episode.
We'll
that for now and move on to the last bit of news, which Mega Man X is now on Virtual Console, which is kind of
so
funny.
Exciting.
I mean, maybe it was a little bit from the fact that it might be coming on Virtual Console, but I was playing this on Super Nintendo with a friend of mine last week, and the Mega Man X games are what I don't like about them is how they start off kind of very hard, or at least after the first little level, at least from my experience, and you kind of have to go through all the levels and collect the power-ups to make Mega Man actually competent.
That's true. You know, I might have to get this because I don't know if you guys have known of this problem, but if you try and play either the Mega Man Collection or the Mega Man X Collection on your Wii, you can't see it. You hear
the sprites
sounds,
don't
but
show
it's black
up.
Screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize there were any
GameCube
games
that were, you use.
I didn't realize there were any GameCube games that were like technically not compatible with the Wii.
Yeah, it's
actually,
like playing a Neo
Geo
Virtual
Man
Console game.
Like a year ago, I had to bust out my old GameCube to even play it.
Yeah,
that's
I
shocking.
I have to borrow my friend's GameCube.
But
that's really surprising. I was unaware of that.
I mean, it's a really good game. I really like the music.
Well, did they do something weird with the hardware? I'm sorry.
I don't know what it is. It's
well, it's because
it only affects the Super Nintendo and NES games. Like if you play Mega Man 4 through Mega Man X 4 through 6, those show up.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to know to play those if I ever bust that game out.
Don't play those because they're shitty.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've only, as far as the X series, I've only played, like, the first two or three.
Yeah, 3 is really amazing.
I'll have to play
amazing.
More of that. Is that on, that's a Super Nintendo one, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
we'll
the last
see
Super
that.
Nintendo
I doubt
game.
It. With, I mean, if the Wii's on its last legs, which it looks to be.
Well, it took a surprisingly long time for Mega Man X to finally come
yeah.
out.
And we found out
it's
also
just
that...
It's sort of a reminder that there's a lot of great stuff on Virtual Console that hasn't come out.
Exactly.
Like, I remember about a year ago kind of thinking, you know, most of the games I would want on Virtual Console are here, but...
The thing is, that...
Well, can we talk about more the what else they're releasing soon that we have on the
show notes?
Yeah, well,
I mean, this actually, I can tie this into what I was going to say, but people have been shitting on Virtual Console, like, I mean, since there was that time where, like, they first skipped a week and stuff like that, but they've still been coming out with good games, as evidenced by the fact that we got Mega Man 5 on the horizon as per ESRB, and same with Final Fantasy 3 is also on the horizon, courtesy of the ESRB for leaking both of those. But, I mean, still, good games are coming out on the Virtual Console. It's just they're few and far between,
Chrono Trigger
when they
came
out,
in
they're
the,
very
in
good.
Europe.
You know, I think this complaint is unique to people that like to buy a lot of games but don't necessarily finish them, like us.
Hmm.
Because if we actually had sat down and played through all the VC games that we bought, at least me, I mean, I can guarantee you I wouldn't have any complaints because I'd still be playing them.
I'll be completely honest. I don't really have many complaints with Virtual Console. It's just it's like how I wrote going back to all the stuff with Q2 2011. People seem the general reaction with the crappy lineup is that people are like, well, I have a backlog of games, and you know, there's a part of me that I completely agree with that. But I guess as kind of like being a member of the media and having to write about the new things. Whenever the, you know, Virtual Console seems to be dying as far as new games being released, and there aren't new games being released on Wii that are interesting, that frustrates me. But from a game perspective, like, I've got enough game. Like, if video games did not come out for the rest of eternity, I'd still probably be fine for the next decade.
Yeah. Easily. That would really suck, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be really depressed.
How about Final Fantasy III coming out soon, though? I mean, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's only exciting to me because Final Fantasy VI might come out soon.
That's the only Final Fantasy game that I've gotten within a hair of actually finishing. And I'm thinking maybe the Virtual Console re-release might be enough to get me to try it again. I got it on GBA when it came out.
Andy, may I humbly suggest you just purchase it on iPad?
What was that?
Why don't you just purchase it for your iPad?
Is it on iPad?
Yeah, the nice 3D remake just came out on iPad.
Well, no, that's FF6? That's Final Fantasy 3.
Oh, you were not talking about 6? Are you 3?
I'm talking about the US Final Fantasy 3. In other words, I'm talking about Final Fantasy 6.
Okay. Oh, wait, does that mean Final Fantasy 6 is coming soon to us?
Yes.
Are you
ESRB has leaked it.
It's just that, I mean, for anyone that doesn't know, there was the original Final Fantasy came out on original Nintendo, and then the next one to come out was Final Fantasy IV, but it was called Final Fantasy II. And then Final Fantasy VI was the next one to come after that, but it was called Final Fantasy III. And then with
the
Final
big
Fantasy
yellow
VII,
one's the sun.
Yeah,
and it's kind of confusing because in almost every instance of Square re-releasing these games in the West, they've used the Japanese titles, but on these virtual console releases, they're using the original. Yep. The original.
Oh, that's very confusing. Thank you for clarifying. Actually, I'm a lot more excited now.
Final Fantasy III is coming out, I'm referring to Final Fantasy VI, but it will be called Final Fantasy III when it hits. I'm sure.
Yes, it is.
That's exciting.
The same thing happened with Final Fantasy II/IV.
Right.
When that came out on Virtual Console. But the cool thing about this is that with both Mega Man X, Final Fantasy III, is that in my new apartment, I have my Super Nintendo here, and I own both of those games for Super Nintendo. So I will undoubtedly have the urge to play Final Fantasy III when it comes out on Virtual Console.
Do we have, like, sort of a bead on when that's coming? Is it within the next few weeks?
It just got leaked
or
by the ESRB. It could be next week. It could be in, like, 3 months.
Oh, God, but
just
I hope
just,
it's
just
next
to
week.
Spoil the party a little bit, wasn't Earthbound also rated by the ESRB and never showed up?
Yes.
No, I think that was by... Was that the ESRB or was that, like,
it
the
was
OFLC?
ESRB.
Okay. Wow. But, I mean, these both make sense because I think Final Fantasy III actually came out in Europe and Japan already.
Hmm. I think maybe Square kind of feels like, you know, back in the day, they didn't want to re-release these games on Virtual Console because they know they can get, you know, instead of getting $8 for it, they can get, you know, $30 for it on DS.
Yeah.
I think now that the Virtual Console is sort of ending, coming to its end of life on the Wii, they kind of feel like, okay, well, if we ever were going to do it, the window is closing, we should get it done.
Well, it's also like how Chrono Trigger is coming out on Virtual Console. It's been confirmed for Europe. It might be out in Japan. At the least, it's been confirmed. It hasn't been confirmed for North America, but if it's coming out in the other two, it would be absurd if it didn't come out here. But, I mean, the DS one came out, I guess, 2.5 years ago, so I think they pretty much realized that's all the sales we're going to get. They weren't that many. Let's try to get a few more sales, and they'll get them.
So I guess it's pretty much, this pretty much leads me to believe that they're not going to release a 3D remake of Final Fantasy VI.
Unfortunately, I don't know. How many times have they released Final Fantasy IV?
Yeah, fair point.
Like, there's another one that came out on PSP that...
Oh, God, yeah, complete edition.
Maybe we'll see Final Fantasy VI 3DS.
Is it strange... Speaking of ports, is it strange that James's review of Rayman 3DS just kind of prompted me to buy it?
Yes!
That's kind of funny.
I want it now. I love this game. And he's like, it's basically the same game with a little graphical improvement. Wait, that sounds good to me. And he says it controls well. And I don't have a problem with it being the same game.
I've never played Rayman 2, so
it's a great game. Andy, it's a great game. I will buy it, I'll play it, and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it tomorrow.
Buggy.
Oh, he doesn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Aren't all these Ubisoft launch games buggy?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, he doesn't mention any bugs, which would be weird, because that would kind of support his negatives.
It might be like with Ghost Recon, where it'll just crash every now and then.
That's fine with me.
But, all right, let's... You know what, we'll move into games, and let's start off with... I'll change things up because we're talking about it. Nathan, you've been playing Ghost Recon on 3DS.
I have. I'm only a couple missions in as of now because I bought it the other day and I was sitting in my bed playing it and it was like, oh, your system's dead. And that kind of pissed me off, so I just turned it off. And I started back up today. It's pretty cool. The visuals are kind of gross. But as a fan of like XCOM and Rebel Star, I'm enjoying it. It seems like there's a lot of potential for depth, like what with sight lines piercing through walls and stuff.
It opens up, and there's a ton of content in Ghost Recon. Really, if you're into that sort of game and you have a 3DS, I don't know why you wouldn't have bought it by now.
It has a lot of promise, and I'm excited about that. Is there a lot of stuff with, like, can you use, like, flashbangs and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Flashbang!
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love
and
that.
And I still haven't tried. Part of the reason why we haven't had the review up, and I really have to do it. There's a Hot Seat multiplayer, which I haven't been able to check out yet.
Just stop on by.
Yeah, I'll come over to California tomorrow.
Awesome.
After work.
Awesome.
It'll be great. But, yeah, I mean, Ghost Recon, it's a great game. And if you're into Fire Emblem or Advance Wars, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, it's definitely, it's a little rough around the edges. It's sometimes, like it's crashed on me a couple times. Although, if you turn off the wireless of your system, since I've done that, it hasn't really affected me. But there's a ton of content. Huh. And it's good. It's rock solid gameplay for the most part.
Yeah. How deep is the weapon customization? Or at least do you get a lot of weapons?
I mean, from what I can gather is that, like, you get, like, I guess the stars or whatever you use to level up your characters. And basically it's, like, you move them up, like, a level, and then they get, like, you know, more health or another weapon. And I guess there's not so much customization, although you do get to a point where you basically, like, you know, pick weapons for your guys to take with you. And then in some instances you pick, you know, out of your roster of six guys, you'll pick, like, you know, four to go with you on a mission. And sometimes you'll go into the mission and be like, wow, I should have taken the other two people. And then you back out and put them in. But, I mean, there is that kind of customization, but I guess it's not like you're going out and buying new weapons. It's like you have, you know, a set amount of weapons that you can choose from, and those weapons get powered up as the game goes on.
Okay, that's cool.
The more you use them?
Or just the more you play. It's not like the more you use specific weapons. It's at the end of each level, you'll have, for completing the different objectives, you'll have, like, I guess, I think they're stars. And then you'll, like, you know, use a star to level up that character, and then use one, and you basically can... You could power level
one. Yeah, I'm not understanding how
level.
The stars work. Like, I just kind of clicked on a character and it upgraded their health. Do you get to choose
it's not
what
really
you upgrade?
Intuitive.
Yeah, do you get to pick, like, can I up their attack or something? Because it just went straight to health.
No, it's basically you just bump them up a level and then they get some kind of bonus.
Okay, good. Because it made it look like I could choose, and I definitely
couldn't.
That's
what I thought, too. It took me a while before I was like, oh, there is no choice.
Okay, that's fine. That's just like most things in life, anyways.
Yep.
Ah!
So, Nathan, from the rest of the list of games that you have, what do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about Beyond Good and Evil HD unless someone else does.
I can talk about it.
Well, I don't have much to say about it.
Okay.
It's a
Rastafarian Rhinos.
Rastafarian Rhinos. Really bad water effects and...
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
They're much improved over the original, sir.
Really?
They do look much better.
Well, I didn't play the original, and the first boss is just like the first boss of Link's Awakening.
Oh,
so the Zelda...
That makes me want to play it.
I liked it. You know, I was like, oh my God, this is just like the first boss from Link's... It's basically the shoot the end of the centipede.
Oh, right, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And I'm like...
It's more of a mini-boss. It's really just a tutorial to teach you how to use your gun and your hovercraft.
Okay. Well, that thing that is a tutorial to... Learning how to use your gun is a lot like the first boss from Link's Awakening.
It is.
What else did I play? I played Pilot Wings. Still awesome. Still hate
the
jetpack. Link to the Past. I was inspired to play it mostly by listening to the... I listened to the Radio Trivia episode starring Neil.
Hey, Hey.
I listened to it a second time because something was wrong with the feed, and I was like, oh, what the hell? Listen to it again. And that music's fantastic. And
you know what's
so
funny? That's what made me play it last weekend.
Really?
That's
yeah, because
actually,
I
Super Nintendo to my apartment with pizza. I was like, man, I really want to play Link to the Past.
I finally bought it on Virtual Console after listening to that episode too, but I only played the opening.
I didn't even own it on Virtual Console. That episode made me buy it. Look at you, Neil. I mean, you should get into some sort of deal with Nintendo.
Actually, it's on TYP. I did not pick that game at all.
Really?
I was like, he's punking me. This game has already been used.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I could have sworn it was already used too. But yeah, it was it. And I love how they use that music, and the graphics are really fantastic.
I could replay the opening segment of Link to the Past every day for the rest of my life.
I could too. The stuff they do with the sound of the rain.
Yeah,
how it goes away when you go down to the basement. The fact that the rain sound goes away, I was wow, that's really thoughtful. Yeah. You know,
have you ever played it before, Nathan?
Yeah, I played it on the Game Boy Advance on a disgusting road trip. So playing it on the comfort of my couch with a beer is definitely nicer.
It's been a while since I played that. That's why I've been hankering for it. Although I basically got to the first dungeon and stopped.
Have any of you got to that secret room in the opening sequence where that some reader, Nintendo Power Reader's name is spelled out in rupees?
No.
No.
You should
look that up. It was a contest. It might actually only work for the, Player's Choice Edition, but what it is some reader won a contest, and via some circumstance, you can, in the opening scene, when you enter the secret, you know, not the secret, but the alternate way into the castle, you will end up in this room where his name is spelled out.
Wow.
I've never tried to do it, but I've just seen screenshots in Nintendo Power, but I think it's randomized. It might be randomized.
I've
heard about this, but I forgot about it till now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of inspired to try it now.
Well, just
because I have it on my Super Nintendo, and
actually,
and, God, I've played that game so much; it's so good.
All right. So I'll talk about the stuff that I've been playing. So Inazuma 11 is a game.
Soccer!
Yes, it's made by Level 5, a.k.a. the dudes who make Professor Layton and developed Dragon Quest IX. And actually, kind of, I can't tell if it's the same, like, graphical system as Dragon Quest IX, but it does have the same, like, stylus controls as Dragon Quest IX, which, like, the kind of, like, you don't need to, it's not like you're pointing on the screen to where they're going, you just, you know, drag it and they follow that direction, which I like those controls to a degree. Mm-hmm. But Inazuma 11 is really weird. Because it's kind of like an RPG where you're going around and recruiting characters. And there's that part. And then the gameplay is like this touchscreen soccer game where you control characters and you try to get them to basically enter like over-the-top fights with people. Like you have like my goalie has a move called God Hand. Where, like, you know, he imagined, like, it's basically like a Green Lantern fist comes out and grabs the ball. And, like, another guy's, like, Fire Tornado and Dragon Crash. It's, like, it's based off an anime, or the game has an anime based off of it. I don't know which came first. But it's a really weird game. It's a lot of fun, but what is holding me back from it right now is I put probably about, like, three or four hours into it, but I'm still in the early goings. It's a super deep game. But there's all these forced story sequences early on where basically your team is complete shit and you're going up against these teams that are way better than you and you can only win in very specific ways. So right now I'm facing off against a rival school called Occult and they have the power to curse me and hypnotize me so I can't move, which basically equates to I'm playing one goal behind no matter what. Also,
so it breaks the game.
Way better than me. And you can only score with one character. And then I'm still not really positive. And you might be able to score with two characters for the second time. But it's just like, it's ridiculous. And I've tried that probably, I think I'm on my fourth or fifth time going through it. I've put the game down. It's on hiatus for now because I just got very frustrated because if you lose to them, then you go back to where you last saved, and then you have to go through this absurdly long story sequence to get back and play that game. And then during the game, you get interrupted several times by story sequences, and the story's not really that compelling. And no story is really that compelling that you want to skip through dialogue four times. But
Sounds amazingly like another soccer game that you've played and hated.
Oh, no. I mean, it's not that I hate Inazuma 11. Like, the gameplay is still fun. It's not like Academy of Champions where it's just complete shit. Like, this is still... I mean, the gameplay is good. It's just that I hit a bottleneck early on, and I don't know if I'm going to get past it.
Yeah.
But Carly, because it's out. It's only out in Europe. It's pretty damn popular in Japan. I think there's like 3DS games and a Wii game on the way. But it came out in Europe in January, and Carly got me a copy, and she played it. There's impressions up on the site about it, and she told me to get past that because it does open up a lot more and get really cool. But that'll have to wait, because I've recently gotten back into playing my Game Boy Advance a whole hell of a lot lately.
Do you have one of the pretty SPs? Because I've been thinking of
tracking one of those down. I have a GBA Micro that looks like a Famicom controller.
Okay. I have three SPs.
I want to get one of the SPs with the nice screen so badly.
Yeah, my blue one is one of the ones with the nice screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never owned a Game Boy Advance SP. I have the
Dude,
old...
Dude, they're so nice.
They're fantastic.
I have a launch day Game Boy Advance, and then I got a Micro probably like 3 years ago.
I kind of want a Micro just to have it.
I had one for a while. I was at a
flea market, and I found a Micro and Pokemon Leaf Green in box for $25.
Oh, my God.
It was like...
Can't argue with that.
Yeah, but I the screen on the Micro is gorgeous, and I got Drill Dozer and Boktai last weekend, and Drill Dozer I've been wanting to get for a while, and I don't know if you guys have ever played that game before, but it's really neat.
I've heard of it.
It's all based about you play as Jill Dozer, and you have this...
Right.
You have this, like, suit, I think, that might be called Drill Dozer. I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but it's made by the guys who made Pokemon. And you drill through the levels, and that's basically your means of attacking. And it's like kind of like you shift gears with the drill, and there's a rumble pack in the cartridge, which with the Game Boy Advance Micro makes the whole thing shake like hell. So it's not obnoxious. It's just really
so
cool.
doesn't just buzz like the DS one.
Yeah, I mean, because it's such a small system, it's like the entire cartridge is bigger than the system. But Drill Dozer is really cool. I've probably played about four levels of that, and I'm really digging it. And Boktai, which, as you guys might remember, is the game where you needed to play it in sunlight.
Right.
I don't know if my sun sensor is broken or something. I haven't really tested it too much, but I was out on my deck trying to see if I could get the sun to hit it, but it wasn't reading it. So I might have to like go in like the middle of a field and try to get it so I can actually play the game more, because I was doing okay without really being in the sun. And then I got to a point where they're like, now go out in the sun so you can banish this vampire. And I'm just like, well, I'm screwed. So I saved and turned it off. But I also I got Mario Golf off of Goose X a while ago, and I finally started playing that. And that game's really cool in Game Boy Advance.
Oh, I always heard that was great.
Ones that are, RPGs.
Is that the one that got a 10.0 on the site once upon a time?
No, that's Mario Tennis. I was looking to get one of those off of Goose X, and that was just the first one that came in.
Right on.
Because I did a Mario Sports feature back for 1UP, and writing about that made me really want to play it. So, I got it.
Mario Golf is really a fantastic franchise. I can't believe they haven't made a new one for the Wii, all things considering that there's a golf mechanic built into the system.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they wanted to keep it with Wii Sports, because obviously if you looked at the Mario Sports games that came out, I mean, Mario Strikers Charged is excellent, but Mario Super Sluggers was basically just like a GameCube game.
Then they should have made a Wii Golf game. I mean...
Yeah, like a full-fledged game.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a really obvious choice, but
it would sell well. I mean, look at Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods does really well on Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like golf games, but I'm more of a casual golf gamer.
Yeah,
I don't want
Mario Golf, because it's that simple, like the two button controls for golf.
I'd love a 3DS version of that.
Yeah,
be perfect.
I mean,
it's weird that
those series are dormant. It sucks.
But maybe we're gonna get it for 3DS.
Maybe
I would play a lot of that game if we did.
Yeah, I mean, they could probably do some really interesting things with online or Street Pass with it too. Which I've gotten
absolutely
a grand total of three street passes so far.
I've gotten two.
Got
We're
one in
then.
IKEA, and I got two in the mall.
I got one at a GameStop and one at a Best Buy.
I went to the airport today, and I totally should have taken it with me because I was at the terminal where all the international Japanese flights went through. I'm such an idiot. Such an idiot. I'll take them when I go to pick them up. But
all right. That, so, that's what I've been playing. And what I've been doing.
Well, I got something really awesome in the mail today.
Yeah, something brand new.
Something not related whatsoever to our core topic.
Conduit 2.
No. I got my brand new shiny copy of Portal 2 in the mail today, and it is awesome. Portal is like probably my favorite game of this generation. So, Portal 2 is one of my most looked forward to games, and happy to have it finally. I haven't had a chance to play it too much. I put about an hour and a half in before I left earlier this evening for my weekly Lost viewing party. And you know, it's so much exactly what you think it is. It's just more of Portal, but that's great. I mean, it's Portal was only 3 hours to begin with, so the more we get, the better. The writing is still top notch. GLaDOS is still super funny, and there's a new character that's played by Stephen Merchant of The Office, the co-writer of The Office.
And, really?
He plays.
See, I've been avoiding coverage of Portal 2. So,
am I spoiling you?
Maybe. Should I close my ears?
Okay. Basically, he plays a helper character, and he's funny as shit. That's all I'll tell you. But he's basically the first introduction you get to the world and what's happened since the first game. And it's a very effective. Clearly, he's like playing the character with a lot of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, and I'm really enjoying it. The change in the environment from the first game is fantastic. It's familiar but very very different, and I'm loving it. I can't wait to play more of it. I'm not sure if I'll have time tonight, but I know it's not on Wii or on a system that the site covers. But if you were a fan of the first Portal and you're looking forward to this one, I can heartily say that you will not be disappointed unless you hate life.
I will ask one thing. I saw on Twitter the little caption for the joystick review of the game.
I don't think they had a review of the game up yet.
Some blog.
Okay.
It said it's fun or really good, but be sure to bring a friend or something.
Yeah,
Do you feel like you need to play it co-op? Or
it's a separate campaign.
It's a whole separate
campaign.
Oh, that's fine.
Yep.
Cool.
The single player is, I think, like 9-ish hours, and okay. I'm not sure how long the co-op campaign is, but yeah, it's a whole separate thing. But I mean, I think it's a pretty full campaign, maybe a shorter campaign, but it's a separate game entirely designed for co-op. So
okay,
I like when games do that a lot.
That's my favorite way of doing co-op because I don't like feeling like I'm playing the single-player version wrong, a la Resident Evil 5, which is the whole reason I never played Resident Evil 5.
Yep.
Because in the demo, I couldn't get around the fact that I kind of feel like I'm not doing this right.
Right.
Like, I should have someone else, like Lara Croft
and the Guardian of Light. Like, I know my girlfriend's not going to play it anymore, and I'm afraid to play it because I feel like I'll be playing it wrong.
Oh, you mean with just one player or two players?
The game is clearly designed to be played by two players, so if I only play it by myself, then I'm not doing it the way it's supposed to be done.
Right.
And I have to deal with the stupid AI partner.
You know what, in Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, you can play it single player, the levels change.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll play it.
I've been playing it single player because the PSN never got a online co-op patch.
Oh, they never got
that's
it?
Total ass.
Bullshit.
That is stupid.
Dude, I thought it sold really well, too.
It did. Instead, the PSN got, like, some bullshit exclusive character skins. It's like, yeah, that helps ease the pain. Thanks. I can play as Kane and Lynch. Great.
Yeah. Anyway, Portal 2. It's great. I knew it would
now,
be great. It's what I expected it to be.
You're all telling me I have to play this game. I played Portal 1 for maybe a half hour and got sick of the load times on the orange box on PS3.
Dude, like, go get it on XBLA or find orange box on 360.
I played on the Xbox. The only thing that was frustrating for me was there's a lot of precision involved in some of the shots that you're making, and I found it a lot more playable on the PC, but it was a great port on the Xbox.
I played it on the Xbox for the first time, and I had no problem. I had no problem with it.
Yeah, my first time I played on the Xbox.
like I said, the game is like 3 hours, and honestly, like, if you only played it for half an hour, then you didn't really get a chance to see what makes the game so great, and that's largely, I think it's the writing. The script and the dialogue in the game is just hilarious. And the game would be fun without it, but it's the atmosphere that the dialogue brings that makes the game, in my opinion, one of the best around. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
Give it a chance. The game consists of 19 stages, but the 19th stage starts at about the halfway point of the game. So basically, I would get past there, and that's when you can decide if you really don't want to play anymore.
Well, I mean, the game's really gotcha. Only like 3 hours long.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so yeah. It's, I would say just play through it. It's not a waste.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because it will continue to up the extent to which it impresses you.
Another $10 game to put on my queue $15 of Xbox Live. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think.
If you buy it on Steam, I think it's cheaper than that.
But Zach's computer is a dinosaur.
Gotcha. Okay.
It is.
Well, then buy it on Xbox.
Like Zach himself.
Yes.
I can't fathom you'd regret it, Zach. I really can't fathom you'd regret it. I know that the PS3 version sucked, but you've got to have played through Portal. There's just not a whole lot of excuses to not have played through Portal.
No, there's about zero excuses.
Yeah. The other game I've been playing is a game that I talked about a little bit last week, so I won't talk about it too long, but I've put a lot more time into 999, 9 hours, 9 doors, 9 DSs, 9 whatever. It's pretty fun. Last time we talked, I had only like basically gotten through one puzzle, but I kind of picked it back up after about a week or so off and kind of powered through the first playthrough of the game pretty quickly, actually. Grant Buell, former NWR staff writer Grant Buell, has been playing it. We've been kind of trading stories back and forth via email about what's going on when we're playing it. But, you know, the site never got a review of the game. I think James was going to review it, but he told me he couldn't, like, quite figure out how to, like, organize his words, so it just never came out. So I'm thinking I may end up reviewing this game for the site. And cool. I'm looking forward to playing through. I guess the first playthrough is going to be, is like, 8 to 10 hours, but you can skip through a lot of the stuff on the subsequent playthroughs. So I've heard from Grant that subsequent playthroughs take only about an hour or two to get through. So the cool thing is, after you beat the game the first time, it tells you what to do in your next playthrough to get a different ending.
Really?
So you don't have to just keep trying it over and over again. You can just, you know, follow the instructions of the game, and you'll eventually figure it all out.
That's pretty cool.
Which is especially nice because the ending I got on my first playthrough
was awful. Did you get the terrible one?
It wasn't bad, as in what happened in the story was horrible. It was a terrible ending. Like, basically, it cut to a completely random thing, and before they explained it, I got to be continued. Which made me just about throw my DS on the ground. But I think, from what I understand, I played through the game the way you're supposed to play through the game to get the best ending, but you have to get another ending before you do that. Until you've gotten this previous ending, you can't get the true ending. So I've already played through the game the way you need to play through it. I just haven't gotten all the prerequisites. So yeah, I don't know. Hopefully I'll have this whole mystery solved here before too much longer, but I've been kind of going back and forth between playing it on my 3DS and playing it on my DSi and seeing if I care about the difference in visual quality. And the answer is, while it clearly does look better and last longer on the DSi, I just don't care that much. So I don't know. I've been playing it on both, but it really depends on which system happens to be close by when I feel like actually playing it. But it's fun. I mean, I kind of feel like it's a game that I'll be happy to have played at regular retail value instead of a year from now when there's probably going to be like a whole bunch of money on, you know, eBay. Because it kind of feels like a game that's going to be out of print fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Although
I
believe
they
right now
did a second printing of it, because it sold. I think it didn't sell like amazingly, but for what it was, it sold well.
I think right now it's still fairly cheap at GameStop. I paid about $25
on sale, actually,
on eBay, and I think it's about $25 at GameStop too. So if you are interested in the game, I'd probably say, you know, maybe jump on it now rather than waiting a little bit. But
yeah, $25 at GameStop.
It's fun. I'm enjoying it. That's all.
Yeah,
I got.
I'd be interested to try it.
it's very much a visual novel. So, I mean, don't expect a ton of interaction. It's kind of like 15, 20 minutes of text.
I play Atlas games, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's sort of like, there's basically two parts of the game. There's the story part where you just sort of like scroll through about 10 to 15 minutes of dialogue and then occasionally make a choice about what you want to say next. And then there's the puzzle elements, which is, you know, very adventure gamey, where you go, you're in like a room or a part of the game that's like two or three rooms. You're trying to find the correct objects to interact with the environment in the right way. And you can't really play it wrong because, I mean, if you stumble around too much, the characters that you're with in the game will start basically telling you what to do. Like, mm-hmm.
That's nice.
If you find a keypad and you don't know what the key code is, the first time you'll just say, man, I wonder what this code is. There's got to be a hint around here somewhere. But if you keep trying the keypad without having found that hint, eventually one of the other characters will be like, hey, wasn't there some numbers on that thing you found behind the bed the other room ago? And so you can go back and look at it that way. So it's,
you mean that Sears underwear catalog?
Yeah. So it's, one thing that I noticed is that like the other characters in this game are like weird. Like, there's a lot of weird character interaction, like, and I'm trying to decide if it's just me not vibing with the Japanese sense of humor in the game, or if they're clearly meant to be weird so that you could be suspicious of them because they're, like, evil or something. You guys know the basic plot of the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not sure if the other people are acting weird because they really are weird, or if they're acting weird because it's Japan. You know,
I think Japan, maybe because Japan.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. I think maybe a little bit of both. Like one character like kept acting all feverish, and then a second later she'd be fine. And then one character just like gets really angry all the time, but sometimes she's not angry. And I'm like, okay, well that's bizarre, but it may just be Japanese. You know, the localization is very good, but the characterization is still heavily Japanese. If that makes
sense. I really think so.
If that makes any sense, but. That's all I got to say about it. It's fun.
Cool. So, Zach, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing a whole lot of the Tomb Raider trilogy for PlayStation 3. I feel bad about it because I actually owned all three games separately at one point or another.
I would feel bad about it, too.
I'm a consumer whore. But the first two games are now in HD. And they look really good, and they hold up really well. Legend doesn't hold up as well as Anniversary. Anniversary is the best of the three. If you have to play one of the new Tomb Raider games, play that one in HD if you can. But, no, it's good. Some of the HD, I think I said this before. Remember when I was talking about Extraction on PlayStation 3? Dead Space Extraction, some of the HD made it look worse. That's the case here too. Like in Legend, if you pan the camera up to Laura's face, it looks like there's mud running down it. And it took me a little while to figure it out, but that's supposed to be a texture, a part of the texture of her face showing where the shadow of her hair falls. But in HD, it just looks like mud running down her face. And the textures on the environments, you know, in Legend especially, that textures look pretty terrible. But no, the games are fun, and I just finished Anniversary, which is by far the best one. Even though Underworld is supposedly you'd think it would be a better gameplay wise, but it's not. She's much looser with her controls. What am I doing? Pause. Oh,
you did it again.
I didn't do anything.
No, it's just like when I type stuff in the chat, like that's the hint. We don't talk about it.
Oh, sorry. I see what you're saying.
That's why I'm not saying it.
Okay. I can't even see what's in the chat. Oh, now I can. I'm not fiddling with my damn mic.
Someone's making a lot of noise with their microphone.
I will sit perfectly still. Anyway.
I've been away from my mic because I've been playing
Yeah.
Mario Golf.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, Tomb Raider Anniversary is the best one. It's very smooth. The graphics are beautiful in many ways. It looks better than Tomb Raider Underworld. Have any of you played a game, especially on a next-gen console or a current-gen console?
Yes, I have, actually.
That is so detailed as to become too busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have this problem with the Ratchet and Clank games on PS3.
Hmm.
Like, there's so much to take in, you kind of lose track.
I have that opinion about a lot of the games on the HD systems, to be honest. Like, the first time I booted up Fable 2, which, you know, in all fairness, was a game that I ended up loving as I played it. But the first time I played it, for like the first half an hour, I just felt very overwhelmed by all the things happening on my screen.
Yeah. That's the case in Underworld, but not because there are a whole bunch of stuff moving around, but it's because everything looks so detailed, you're not exactly sure what you can and can't interact with.
Oh, that sucks. It kind of loses because, that cartoon effect, where something's
exactly.
a little more detailed.
Yeah, Anniversary is the perfect balance, because you can tell what you can jump on, but it all looks pretty blended in with the environment. Whereas in Underworld, they're pretty photorealistic environments, so you're never really, well, not never, but there are times where you're not exactly sure where you should go next. Actually, that happens pretty early in the game, which is annoying. But they're still good games. The sad thing is, all that exclusive content that came to Underworld on the 360 is not coming to the PS3. And I really want to experience that, because it's like two brand new, several hour long missions. So what I'm going to have to do is find a very cheap ass copy of the game on the 360, and then get the get them on XBLA. That kind of sucks, but
it's kind of odd that they're like re-releasing this trilogy of HD games as an HD collection. Like these games, like I understand, like maybe the Prince.
Well,
of
the
Persia
first
trilogy
two weren't HD in the first place. They were on PS2.
Tomb Raider Anniversary was a 360 game.
I think it came out, it was one of those ones that was like a 360 and a PS2 game. I think it may have come out before like Wii
maybe,
and PS3
maybe,
came out.
Yeah, I had Tomb Raider Legend on 360. It may not have been designed for HD, but there was already an HD version of it available.
Unlike XBLA?
No.
No.
Tomb Raider,
I mean, like, on
Tomb Raider, 360. Tomb Raider Legend
Anniversary
was,
Legend came out in 2005.
Anniversary was DLC for Legend on 360.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I had it. I don't have it. I may still have it.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah. It was released in two chunks for $15 each. You can play through half the game, and then you buy the second half of the game. It's just weird that they're releasing a compilation of this as if it's some sort of an HD remake. But these games have been available on HD from the beginning, so.
No, I feel silly.
Well,
it's $40. The whole trilogy is $40, which
it's
is
still,
not a terrible
price.
No,
I'm not
price.
Saying it's like a bad deal. I'm just it's just an odd pick for a compendium.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I've never played a Tomb Raider game outside of the Guardian of Light.
Well, if you, I really recommend Anniversary.
I remember playing the original a little bit.
Nathan, Anniversary is fantastic. If you don't know what these games are, Nathan, they're kind of like
Uncharted.
Prince of Persia.
And
Uncharted, Prince of Persia. Yeah.
Nathan,
okay.
you have a 360, right, Nathan?
Yes, I do.
I can send you Tomb Raider Legend. I've tried to play it, and I kind of found that it was. I don't think it aged nearly as well as apparently.
No,
Zach
not
does.
At all.
Hmm.
No, Legend has not aged as well. It's Anniversary that's good.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in Tomb Raider Legend, I can send it to you.
No,
Zach.
Okay.
If you're ever done with the Anniversary collection or like the HD collection, I'd like to try them out.
Sure.
No,
I'll send it to you after I finish Underworld.
While we're swapping things out, Andy, just send me $9.99 instead. Unless you want to sell it.
I haven't decided if I want to sell it or not.
You pick.
You know, the other thing I want to bring up is one of the reasons that the Tomb Raider collection is so good is they just picked the perfect voice actress for Laura. Like, they couldn't have picked a better actress for her.
And they picked a different one for the new one.
I know! Mm. And it's
well,
for
they
the
got
reboot,
a reboot,
right? The reboot looks stupid. I'm sorry. It's going too far in the direction of realism. Like, you have to find food to survive and build shelters and shit.
Oh, that sounds cool.
No, it's supposed to be a game. The only cool thing about that game sounds like it's going to be one giant island like a Metroidvania game in 3D. And as you gain abilities, you can access more parts of the island.
Hmm.
I kind of like to see a Tomb Raider game where you're in like a randomly generated environment and there's like different kinds of minerals and you can mine down to get the different kinds
of
minerals.
Yes, you were going
to
make the exact same comparison that I was. The more Tomb Raider turns into Minecraft, the happier I am.
You can build a house out of granite. And
oh, you
get a pet wolf. Minecraft 1.5 just came out. I'm just saying.
1.5?
Yeah.
What's different about it?
Adds weather effects. Looks pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, it's just the 1.5 version of the beta. Minecraft's not like done yet. They're still slowly.
It's coming out 11/11/11.
Yeah, same day as freaking what Uncharted 3 and Skyrim.
All the people that have bought it so far, they've bought the alpha or beta versions of that game. It's not done yet.
Yeah.
I'm not real sold on Uncharted 3 either.
Really? I'm just not even...
Well, it's because the story is he's been accused of being a murderer.
Oh, well,
maybe
he
for the millions
has.
Of people he's killed in the first two games.
That's ridiculous. I hadn't heard
hilarious.
That.
That's funny.
I think it's kind of funny. I feel like that's meta.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it kind of is, but it's stupid, too.
As long as Uncharted 3 is to Uncharted 2 what Uncharted 2 was to Uncharted 1, there's no way I won't enjoy it.
Well,
that is a tall order, Andy.
Just blow off.
Yeah.
But we should talk about more Nintendo stuff.
They should get more Sully back. I love Sully.
More Nintendo stuff.
Like this whole Wii 2 nonsense? Who wants
to do that? Why don't we do that after
Wii.
The break?
I am the host, you know, although that's been taken from me.
Are we taking a
Zach,
break?
A lot of things have been taken from you.
The Super Wii reveal will probably happen at E3 like we all predicted, but it might happen sooner.
Right. And we'll talk about it after the break.
Go from there.
Break. After the break.
After the break.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go, Link. Yeah, get Zelda. Awesome. Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up. The Legend of Zelda sold separately.
Hello and welcome back after that lengthy break.
Mm.
We're back. In case
it's been
you
like
forgot.
3 weeks.
It has. We have seen the future, and it is incredibly bleak. My God.
Still no Final Fantasy III.
Gas is like
Man,
$12
sucks.
A gallon.
Mega Man 5 supposedly is coming out next week, though, so that's cool.
That'll be nice. Episode 50, of course. We're back. We're talking about the Super Wii.
Yeah.
Which may be codenamed Project Cafe, which is retarded.
No,
that's
the stupidest codename I've ever heard.
It really is.
I don't think it's any stupider than Dolphin.
Dolphin is at least pretty awesome.
I like Dolphin because it indicates that it's pleasant on the outside, but secretly malicious.
And if you recall, Andy, the GameCube had echolocation abilities.
Right.
Fair enough.
Right.
Well, the new Wii is going to be delicious, so there's that.
Yeah. Anyway, so new Wii. There have been rumors all over the place. Maybe some of them are right, maybe some of them aren't. Let's talk about which ones we think could work and which ones are not.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these rumors are just like our page view ones. Don't want to really crap on any sites in particular, but you can do the math at the ones that are probably doing this. And that just kind of annoys me, but still, we don't know what's real and what's false, so we gotta sort through the shit.
Well, the hardware, is supposedly, better than the 5-year-old hardware that's out right now, which,
and by that you mean the 360, and that's
360
and, or five
and the PS3, yeah.
I think what's been said, I think the first report was on par, one report was like, way beyond. And I think what seems to be the popular consensus is that it's better than the 360 and not quite as powerful as the PS3.
That's a pretty small range, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be anything. I don't think it needs to be more powerful than those systems. I mean, I know that, like, you know, back in the day, it seemed like kind of crazy for them not to release a more powerful hardware in 2006. But I think now, I mean, but the fact that games on the PS3 and 360 are kind of just now getting to the point where you can make one without going bankrupt.
Right.
I don't think we need to have. I mean, I could live without a new Xbox or PlayStation for another 5 years, honestly. So, I think it's the right move. I certainly wouldn't go any more powerful, and unlike last time around, I won't question them for putting out slightly dated hardware. I think it's the right move.
Yeah, because I think we're at that point where, like, okay, you could go super powerful, but like, what's the point of that? Like,
well, the inevitable march of technology means that the stuff that's out now will be better by default than, you know, 360. So they might not have to sink a lot of money into something that is as good or better than the current systems.
Yeah,
I don't think it's in Nintendo's purview to sink money into the technology.
This is very true. I think they have to find
that
little hook.
That's what Sony and Microsoft do.
Right.
Like the touch screen or the motion controls or the 3D. They need to find their gimmick, their hook.
Right. I hope it's not touch screen.
Well, I mean, when you think about the hardware, you can basically kind of just say that, like, Microsoft, with the whole Red Ring of Death debacle, Microsoft basically just gave Nintendo a nice blueprint on what not to do wrong.
Yeah.
And just, like, put it all out there for everyone to see for, like, 5-6 years. So, you know, they can make a console that's equivalent in power, but they'll know how to build it the right way.
Yeah.
So it'll be smaller, it'll be more efficient, it'll be better cooled, which is what they did with the Wii. You know, the Wii is considerably smaller than the Xbox, the PS2, and the GameCube, even though it's got the same hardware. It's just more efficiently designed.
Yeah.
It'll be an Xbox 360 Slim right out of the box.
It'll be slim.
There you go.
It'll be slim shady.
It'll be at the very least 3 GameCubes duct taped together.
Yes.
Very nice.
Marshall Mathers.
You know, I'd kind of like it to be more powerful than the 360 and the PS3. I mean, they wouldn't have to start cranking out games that look better than 360 games at the beginning. I think there would be value in just kind of putting out what we're used to with this current generation. And then,
you know,
but
I
then,
see,
then have the capacity to kind of step it up down the line, you know? Yeah.
I want to see the comparison of, like, you know, like the, I guess, the generation before the current one, where, like, the GameCube compared to the Xbox.
Right.
I would be fine with that, like, you know, basically saying that the Xbox is the PS3 and the new Nintendo system is, like, the GameCube. Like, I would be totally fine with that, because in my opinion, there are some games that looked really good on the GameCube.
But
and
oh,
I
sure.
The
problem is
the
GameCube didn't come out years and years after the Xbox.
True, but I don't know if that matters as much.
But it's just, you know, that we won't, pretty soon, we're going to have new consoles from Microsoft and Sony, and it's not going to be like that generation.
Sony's talked about the 10-year plan for a very long time.
Since the launch.
The 10-year plan doesn't mean that they're not going to put out another system. They're still in the 10-year plan for the PS2.
That's true.
And they have the PS3 out.
Well, no. I mean, I don't think the 10-year plan is for the PS3 is the same thing as the PS2, because that was never planned to be like that. The PS3 was pretty much planned from the start to be around for a long time, and the 360 basically had a reboot with Kinect, whereas it seems like Microsoft doesn't know what the hell to do with Kinect.
Right.
But, I mean,
I think
like,
we'll
the
have
system
new,
has been
I
reinvented.
Think we'll have a new Xbox and PlayStation by at least 2014, 2015, at the very latest by then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
mean, they'll
I
have to respond
earliest.
To the
like,
Super
I don't think
Wii.
We're going to see a new console from Microsoft or Sony unless Nintendo blows them out of the water with a new system.
Well, Microsoft and Sony, I mean, Sony tried to do a PlayStation resurgence with the Move, and that failed miserably.
I don't think it really failed as much as you think. Like,
really?
It didn't really have as much, I guess, like public appeal, public word of mouth as Kinect did, but I don't think Move sold terribly.
Okay.
At least compared to Kinect. Like, Kinect, I think, sold better, but not by this amazing amount that we all think.
I What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to ask a kind of a philosophical question. Do you think we're anywhere near the upper limit of graphical fidelity for a consumer-grade console?
I think we're getting close. I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the differences are going to be so small over...
Well, that's my question. Like, what does more powerful hardware mean at this point?
Like, do we even care?
I think the problem is that the more powerful the hardware, the more, you know, complications can present themselves in terms of things like the Red Ring of Death. You know,
sure.
The more complicated these systems get, the more powerful the hardware gets, the more things can go wrong.
Yeah,
there's a reason NESs still work.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason the NES and Super NES still work, and the GameCube still works okay. I assume there's probably some disk drive errors with the GameCube.
Well, I mean, I think it's just the CDs kind of have. I mean, they hold more data and they're cheaper to make, but there's kind of that, I guess, higher of a risk to run.
At what point are we going to see a change in the media form?
As long as GameStop exists, not soon.
I mean something from an optical drive. I don't even know what the next step would be.
Oh, I thought you were meaning more digital distribution.
No, you're right. GameStop's got an iron fist there. But
although that's one of the things that came out with these rumors is that you'll be able to get full games downloadable, which I think is kind of bullshit, but that's just me.
That just takes up your hard drive.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think there will be, you know, it'll be kind of compared to like how the 3DS is a big improvement over their previous online and console strategies. I think that's what we'll see in the next system. So
I wouldn't be surprised at all if this thing didn't even come with a hard drive, if you use some sort of like a cloud storage system.
That would surprise me so much. Considering Nintendo's current online infrastructure,
yeah.
I doubt they have the server capacity to even start thinking about that.
No,
I don't think they're
going
to want to invest in it.
Sony just started that, right?
They did. We should talk more about what these rumors are, because we did just talk about the Wii U a lot last week, guys.
What about Nintendo's supposed focus on Western gaming? I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, it seems like they want to go after the hardcore again. I think that was the term that was used, I believe, in the original Game Informer story that broke this.
Seems so incredibly, incredibly unlikely.
It seems dumb.
Yeah,
I mean,
what,
even
are they
looking
gonna
at
start
the 3DS,
making Gears of War.
Even with the 3DS, you can tell they're still not going after the quote unquote hardcore.
Yeah.
So why would they do such an about face for their next home console?
Nintendo's always been about their core, their Japanese market.
Yeah.
And North America and Europe have been kind of like, oh, you guys will get stuff too.
I mean, this might just be some
rumors with them courting Rockstar for an exclusive game.
Oh, get out of here.
This might just be someone from Nintendo kind of, you know, pumping up some guy from some blog or, I don't know, whoever they were talking to. You know, because, of course, we're the only people that pay attention to console hype. So,
yeah,
you know, while they have us, they might as well say they're going to court us. You know?
Well, the other big thing was that they're supposedly, they've already shown off the specs or something to third parties. They're really courting third parties this time, but
they say that
every
console.
Were optimistic. Exactly.
Right.
They said that
with
the GameCube. They said that with the Wii, and both of those things ended in disaster. So that's not going to happen.
We got some good games out of it.
No, we got some good games out of it, but third party support always dries up in the first 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, they can be courting. I believe that they're courting third parties, but I also believe that whatever gimmick they put in it will prevent third parties from fully embracing it.
A possible gimmick that it could be is that people seem to be fixated on this rumor about this controller that might feature a tablet-like 6-inch touchscreen. Other than that, be like pretty much like a GameCube controller as far as, I guess, you know, the buttons and controls and stuff. I don't think the exact same shape, but there
a Nintendo
be a
Touch
tablet.
I kind of feel like, I mean, I don't want to, you know, disregard the touchscreen controller, mainly because I don't think there's that much interesting to say about it, to be honest. But like the idea that Nintendo is courting third parties, I just can't help but go back to the idea that Nintendo has never done anything that was not directly courting themselves. Like, they've never made any hardware design decisions that wasn't directly to their own benefit. Like, it just seems...
Right.
It just seems so unlike them. So these rumors that we're hearing, both about courting the Western gamer and going heavily on the third parties. First, yeah, the third party is stuff we've heard a million times before, but courting the Western gamer would be contrary to pretty much everything they've said publicly for about 7 years. Like, I don't understand how that even makes sense. Like, okay, I'm willing to completely believe that they're going to try to stop ignoring the Western gamer. They're going to be more open to considering trying to appease them, but that's not their focus. It won't be their focus until Kyoto washes ashore in Los Angeles.
Oh, God. That's a...
Won't Los Angeles and Kyoto collide? Because Los Angeles is going to break away, too.
It's going to take way too long for that to happen.
Eventually, the Pacific Ocean is going to dry up, right?
That's
true. Oh, is that what you're saying? Well, then neither landmass is going anywhere.
So, how do you think the stuff about it being backwards compatible with Wii? One, do you think it'll be backwards compatible with GameCube still? Or and also with Wii, do you think you'll be able to use this new controller for it, or will it be kind of like how the GameCube is on the Wii, where you would have to have your Wii remote still around?
Yes, it'll be that.
Yeah, you can just connect your Wii remote to the system.
Well, and it's easier because it's wireless.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be backwards compatible with GameCube simply because I don't think they'll bother to put controller ports on there.
Yeah. Me neither.
Wii games that use GameCube controllers? And the ports?
I really hope they move everything to Cross Controller Pro.
What?
I really hope they just make all GameCube things controllable with the Class Controller Pro.
I don't think that'll happen. I mean, I think there's a better chance of us having a GameCube Virtual Console than there is having that.
Why?
GameCube Virtual Console. Because
that would involve changing the way those GameCube games run and would require a lot of
work. Like Boom Blocks. How would you play Boom Blocks on a classic controller?
Well,
I'm talking about GameCube games.
Because there's still
functional differences between the GameCube controller and the Classic Controller Pro. They are, having the Wii Remote hooking in, having the Classic Controller tethered to the Wii Remote.
Yeah.
They are different controllers.
It would require a go-between layer between, the operating systems, where something would have to sit above the GameCube layer to interpret and redirect controller mapping.
Yeah, and I don't think that's Nintendo's interest to even bother with.
I mean, it would be nice.
I think, honestly, we'll probably not have a whole lot of GameCube functionality on there. The idea of a GameCube virtual console is great until you think of, potentially staring at the download screen for 30 to 40 minutes, which seems like the kind of thing that Nintendo would just outright veto because of that.
I mean,
Also, you'd really have to start cleaning out the fridge once you got one GameCube game on there.
Well, okay, if they actually are competent with their online strategy, it wouldn't really be that bad. I mean... We'll rule PS3 out of this because installing games and downloading them is freaking terrible. But on the 360, downloading larger files, larger games has never really been too big of an issue for me.
It took 45 minutes for me to download Beyond Good and Evil HD.
Yeah, but you can also put it in the background.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you can't play an online game, right?
Or watch Netflix.
Right, which is what I do on my 360.
What you do. Just turn it off, let it run its course.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
But...
I mean,
anyway,
that's what I want. I want them to map it to the Class Controller. I mean, just
I
so
would
I
like
can
that
play
as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's something that isn't in their best interest because they wouldn't
make
any money.
Yeah, the cable for the GameCube controller is just painfully short, so I need to
I have an extender. It's wonderful.
Wait, you have an extender?
Yeah,
wasn't there a special GameCube controller that launched around the time of the Wii that had, a cable that was
Japan
twice
only.
As long?
You could import it if you wanted to. It's a white... It's a white GameCube controller that goes with the Wii that has like a 6-foot cord or something.
I also have an extender. Sure. I went to a local game store and bought one for like $2. It's just like another GameCube cord that just goes on the end of your existing cord.
And Wave Birds too.
Wave Birds are amazing.
I got to get one of those tomorrow.
Yeah.
One of those things.
but here's the thing. We're all assuming that Nintendo's going to improve the online experience, but... You know, with the 3DS, they improved the online experience to the point where it should have been 5 years ago on the Wii. So I feel like that's where they're going to go with the Super Wii. They're going to say, well, what are these guys doing?
Well,
I guess we'll
once
do
again, we should focus on the rumors I hate to be the buzzkill here.
No, I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, to be fair, we don't know
online.
Well, I mean, as far as the launch, because the different rumors, some said spring 2012, late 2012. Some have even said 2013, I think.
Late 2012 is too late.
I think spring 2012 is the magic number.
Yeah, the same as the 3DS launch. They're going to get it out before their fiscal
year. Next year, we might be playing Super Wii's.
We might. You guys might be playing Super Wii at E3, or Nathan might be playing Super Wii at E3.
Hopefully.
I mean, I'll make the prediction now that if at E3, if the reveal of the new system is as big as 3DS was, like at least, you know, that scale where they have that much of the system to show, then we could be seeing it in spring. If it's less than that, then no way. It's coming out fall 2012, because they need to have a full E3 with the system.
Makes me wonder what's going to happen with Skyward Sword.
Didn't even have that almost, but it did, because, you know, 3DS won E3 last year.
Screw Skyward Sword. I want to know what's happening with Pikmin 3.
I think one of the rumors is saying that it got moved to Super Wii, and it might be a launch title or something. But that, I think that's pie in the sky one.
It'd be nice.
Skyward Sword will come out on the Wii and the Super Wii.
And seemingly almost timed with this, Retro Studios is hiring new developers. They had a bunch of job postings on Gamasutra, so they're definitely staffing up for a new game. And I was reading some other rumors regarding Retro Studios, and apparently it's a title that they couldn't possibly say no to or something like that. I don't know.
Please
once again,
Star
it's,
Fox.
Take all these rumors.
Donkey Kong really Country small. Returns 2.
Yeah. Oh. But
I don't even
actually,
know what
actually
I, what,
think,
what I, would
I think
want from
the
Metro.
Rumors said it's not Donkey Kong or Metroid related.
That's good.
Man, they need to give Metroid back to Retro because Nintendo fucked it up.
I don't know. Metroid Other M was a lot of fun gameplay wise. Just the story was stupid.
Yeah.
But laughably bad. It really did. Like I was hoping it wouldn't just be bad, but it was just so bad. It was hysterical that it didn't bother me as much. I really liked Other M.
Yeah, I know you did.
And you did too. Don't lie.
No, I did. I gave it a 7 for God's sake. It was a good game. It just, you know, I have problems with it.
Yeah, I know. It's not a perfect game.
That's no, good. I would actually like to see, like, God, I feel terrible saying this, but if they ported somehow Other M to, like, the DS and relocalized it so it made sense, the 3DS, I'd probably buy it, because that game has a lot of 3D potential.
Hmm. I'd rather just see a new game, but
yeah, no, I would too, but, you know. They seem to like porting things to the 3DS.
I'm kind of done with console Metroid games for a little while. I'd like to see them kind of go back to the handhelds for
I just want to see them make
a 2D
one.
I want to see
a Metroid Zero Mission style Metroid 2. Still,
yeah, that would be
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I don't really see why they can't do for Metroid what Konami did for Castlevania on the Game Boy Advance and DS. Just make a new one every couple of years.
It's not like
Castlevania's
making those anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
They made Harmony of Assets.
Yeah. Is that a game I should get on XBLA?
I didn't get into that at all.
I should get the trial for that.
It's just like Symphony of the Night, but bad.
With all the different character sprites from the different games.
Well, no, it's
that's
also
so
like just
funny.
The way that's set up, because it's like, oh, you can zoom out and see the whole castle moving at once. It's like, well,
and
well,
then you can't see anything, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
We're not talking about Super Wii rumors anymore. We're talking about Castlevania and Other M. I think we're done, guys.
Well, we've crossed our 20-minute mark on this segment. I think we've covered it.
We covered it. We covered all that needed to be covered for the Super Wii until we learned something solid.
This will be developing. Likely, by the time you hear this, there will be more rumors contradicting what we just said.
Yeah, supposedly there's going to be a April or May announcement.
Yeah, I believe actually date to circle, if you're interested, is next Tuesday, April 26th. There's going to be a Nintendo investors meeting in Japan. So, that might be where we hear some mention of this console.
That's exciting.
I mean, it probably won't be much, but we'll likely hear something if it is indeed going to be unveiled at E3, because they're talking to investors, and it's about, a month and a half before E3? You think they're going to mention it? I think they will.
Yeah, they might bring it up.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
If you have some thoughts about the Super Wii or the other rumors we mentioned, send us an email at newscast@nintendoworldreport.com.
That is cool, Rick.
We'll read some on the podcast if we get some good listener mail.
We have, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, where you can also rate and review us.
Follow us on the Twitters, although we don't really say
anything. Oh, that's
on
right,
the Twitters,
Twitter.
Someone's got to update that.
I'm on Twitter now.
Are you really?
Oh, you are? I'm following you right now.
At ZMiller1902, right?
Hell yeah.
Nathan's right behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just
He is, too.
Well, that's a newscast, guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Later. Bye.
Freaking wavebirds are $40.
What?